1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
I'm Scott.
And welcome back to our show.
It's our show. We love our show.
Back on a Tuesday where we belong.
Yes, on Tuesday, the worst day of the week.
Excuse me, I had to adjust. My cans were not hot enough.
That's none of our business, Daniel. I think you have very hot cans, but seriously?
I needed to hear myself louder in my ears.
Yes, I understand that. As we get older, we get harder of hearing, and we need to turn our cans up. Apparently, from what you told me in the pre-show, available to members of Level 13, that my cans often bleed into my microphone and cause audio issues that you have to deal with. So, I love what you just put on the Trello. Okay, that's a happy topic, but maybe we'll get to
I have a question. I have a question for you.
Okay, I hope I have an answer. I have an answer for you.
And I may have talked to you about this before, but I are you familiar with a childhood product from a long time ago called Dapper Dan?
No, was it?
It was a doll made by Fisher-Price.
You did indeed talk to me about this.
And you could zip its pants and buckle its belt and button its vest and then...
It was teaching you how to dress yourself.
And then tie its shoes and everything. Anyway, I have not found, you know, I mean, I haven't thought about it. Anyway, long story short, when I dropped by my mom's house last time, my sister had found Dapper Dan.
Oh, how sweet is that?
He's not doing well. As it turns out, stuffed...
He's not so dapper anymore.
Stuffed animals, you know, stuffed toys like that with felt don't really age well. So he's intact. He's missing an eye.
Oh.
But he's intact otherwise.
So he has no depth perception now.
Yes, he's very old, Dapper Dan. But I was wondering to myself,
I was wondering,
how popular was Dapper Dan? Like, how many people would recognize that? Because I find myself in the situation of needing to have an outfit for Dapper Day at Disney, which is coming up on April 25th. And I don't know. And I was like, oh, that would be clever if I went as Dapper Dan. But no one would get that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And also, don't you have aren't the Dapper Dans a singing group at the Disney?
They
areas?
Are, but the Dapper Day that we are going to is at Epcot, so we will have no problem of being mistaken for the Dapper Dans who are at the Magic Kingdom.
There it is, the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
What did I ask? I asked the lady at them, I said, where is the, I said something and it was the wrong thing. It wasn't, and she said, no, we call it the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I can't remember what we call it at Disneyland because it's called something at Disneyland. It's the magic something, magic something.
Well, the only thing I know that is different between the two, other than the things that actually are different, but in the realm of the things that are the same, the slogan for Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. In Florida, it is the most magical place on earth. So we have a different slogan here in Florida than you do in California.
Mm. I guess.
Other than that, they are both called the Magic Kingdom. We do not have a golden horseshoe. We have the diamond horseshoe. We do not have our... Riverboat is not the Mark Twain. Ours is the Liberty Bell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think you should go as something other than Dapper Dan.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe this year I just won't dress. I mean, I'll just dress normally. I mean, I'm not going to go naked, but I just won't dress.
Well, that would be, how long before they would notice that you were naked is an issue. That's always a fear of mine.
As often or not often, as rare as infrequent immediately as I take off my clothes, it would be very evident that I was naked because I would be very white. You know what I'm saying?
So you'd be glowing.
I would be glowing. It would be not hard to see.
Excuse me?
It would not be hard to see I was naked.
A lot of people get hard when they get naked in public, but that's another story altogether.
Really? I do go to campgrounds, which are largely clothing optional, and most people walking around naked are not hard.
Well, I didn't say that most people. I said some people get hard by being naked in public.
Is that an Eric Cartman hanging off of your bucket behind you?
I have a lot of Eric Cartmans because my husband had, and I'm not going to get this right, my husband had a client who was part of the South Park group. So I got a lot, for example, I have a big fat plushy Cartman.
Yes.
Who, when you squeeze his hand, he says all the Cartmanisms. And I have this little Cartman who hangs from a suction cup.
I see.
Yes. So I've been fortunate with my Cartmans.
I see. So one of Drew's clients is what, Trey Parker?
No. This was a lady who worked with the South Park people doing something. I don't know what she was doing. And she was friends with Drew.
Oh.
Withdrew. Look at that. It's a brand new word when you see. We all withdrew. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That was my today is my Friday, Scott. So I'm a bit punchy.
You know, I heard that somewhere.
I'm a bit punchy. Cause we meaning Zach and myself have the next 5 days off. So we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Up.
So I'm gonna keep talking since we are recording and hoping that it's you and not me.
My internet
but
is
you did indeed
doing a thing
totally freeze.
Where
and it's going to be interesting.
There you are.
Good. Hey, you're back.
Yes.
Did you know that you got me frozen again?
Yeah, I don't know if my internet.
So I'm going to keep talking.
It could be. We had a problem with my internet earlier.
It's important to have continuity. And no doubt you are talking as well as we are speaking.
We will try
my connection seems to be okay.
Power through.
So my guess is that it's your connection.
Yeah, I think, when I was driving out for lunch earlier, I saw
going in and out,
a
Daniel,
Frontier
and I don't
truck
think
working
it's me.
Out there, and they may be
but,
working
as in
on
whole,
something.
Anything
so
is possible. But I am going to keep talking because that way we'll be talking over one another. When will it end? I have no idea what to do now because we have never been disconnected for this long, Hayman, when we are recording. So I don't know if I should leave the meeting.
I'm starting to wonder if it's
or if
Zoom.
I should stay in the meeting and continue to wait for Daniel to do something. Oh, and Daniel is totally gone now, but I'm still recording, which is very important. And I'm hoping that Daniel will rejoin the meeting at any time. But if he doesn't, I could probably, I used to do a solo show. It was called Vera Speaks, for real. And, you never know that I could do a solo show here and really bore the living breathing crap out of everyone. So I'm going to end this meeting, end the meeting for all, and then I'm going to join a meeting and see if, I'm going to cancel that. And I'm going to see if perhaps, even though I'm still talking and never stopped recording, if we can indeed reconnect as a way of truly caring for one another and loving one another and being a supportive part of one another. I hope that we can indeed reconnect here at this time, knowing that the difficulties of Wi-Fi and connectivity are deeper than the thoughts and prayers that so often come out of the individual in times of tragedy. You know, times of tragedy can be categorized into tragic, super tragic, unbelievably tragic, and death. Now, I know that those aren't really topics that are something that we like to talk about. As a matter of course, I think they're oft-times topics that we like to avoid. And by avoid, I mean not talk about at all. So as I'm waiting for Daniel to return, and I'm hoping very, very much that he returns soon. You know what I'll do? I think there's always time. There's always time in our lives for music. Don't you think so? There's always that moment when music will help. So, I would like to sing a song, and I'd like to sing a song that I think sums up the times that we are living in. It's a little song called Laughing Matters, and it's from a show, a stage musical called Howard Crabtree's When Pigs Fly. Indeed, it's truly that. And and so it goes a little, I wish I had a karaoke, but I don't. It goes a little something like this. Live at 5 and CNN can keep us all abreast of breaking stories that contend to make us anxious and depressed.
Let's see.
Problems with no answers hang on life, some nagging cough.
Hi.
And every day.
Hi Daniel. Hold on. So I've given up on my internet. I'm now on my cellular. So just one moment. I'm going to push it through on the Bluetooth and then hold, please.
Okay. I have not stopped recording. Have you?
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't either. So we're good.
Okay, good. We can put it all together. I can continue to sing too.
Get together.
Live at 5 and CNN can keep us all abreast of breaking stories that contend to make us anxious and depressed. Problems with no answers hang on like some nagging cough. Oh. And every day some brand new issue rears its head to piss you off. Bad guys win. Optimism's wearing thin. Things are spinning out of control. Cynicism's all the fad, and world events can make us mad as hatters. Almost every day, some underpinning slips away. These aren't laughing matters. Time bombs tick. People keep on getting sick. And a nickel's not worth a cent. Wickedness and greed abound, and just as peace is gaining ground, it shatters. Hate is what, here
one
to
moment,
stay.
One moment, please.
And justice goes to those who pay.
Where do they hide this?
These aren't laughing matters. The truth is scarier by far than anything that Stephen King could write.
I need to switch you over to...
The stories in the paper are...
You're singing and that's not helping.
Daniel just shouted at me that I'm singing and it's not helping. I wish so much that Daniel could see what the image of him that I'm seeing right now, because it looks like he has a propeller beanie. It is hysterical. Go back to where you were, Daniel, because it looked like you had a little propeller beanie. This is going to be a great podcast. I think you should leave all of this in. Except probably we were talking over one another when you went away.
Yes, I'm sure we were. I need to, I'm trying to figure out how to send your audio to the Bluetooth because I've connected to the Bluetooth afterwards, and I'm not seeing a way to do that. So please stand by. I'm going to try something here.
All right. I'm hanging on. I never finished. Can I finish my song? It's on my end, Daniel.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, the truth is scarier by far than anything that Stephen King could write.
Okay, I'm going to try leaving and coming back. Please, one moment.
All right,
please.
I'll be here. The stories in the paper are a daily small decline and fall spelled out in black and white.
Now I'm going to go into this one.
What to do? How to take a brighter view when your noodle's totally fried?
I'm now the host.
Human spirits need to be leavened by some levity. So take those blues and bounce them off the wall. Keep your humor, please. 'Cause don't you know it's times like these that laughing matters most of all. That's Laughing Matters from Howard Crabtree's When Pigs Fly. I have a strong feeling that we'll have to do this again at another time because Daniel's internet is acting up today. And probably it would be, we could even do it Friday again. And there's that possibility right there. We could do it Friday. Daniel Brewer is now the host.
Oh my God, why do you keep going to the phone, you piece of crap?
I didn't go to the phone, and how dare you speak to me that way?
Says that you're going to the Bluetooth.
Should we do this on Friday?
It's my Friday.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I look at me, forgetting already what you just told me.
Why won't you go to the Bluetooth? There's got to be a button in here that I'm just missing. Here's me. I want... I swear to God.
What's very interesting is your video image is much crisper with this
join audio
on your phone. I guess it's because your phone has higher resolution.
I know I'm using the audio device, but you're not going to the Bluetooth. All right, that
where am I going?
Hold on.
I'm holding, Daniel. You want me to shut up?
No, I can't. You're coming through my phone, not through my headphone. So I'm trying to hear you, but.
Would you like me to speak?
It's, okay. What? Yes. Yes, Scott, what?
No, I'm just curious if you want me to. Now, what are we doing? Let me know, darling. Please, I'm frightened.
I don't know what we're doing. I'm trying to get this to work so that I can hear you.
I love your propeller beanie. You have a wonderful propeller beanie.
Thank you. The problem is now I can't hear you.
Oh, Danny, can you hear me?
Do I have?
Can you?
Hold on, we'll try the old-fashioned way.
Holding, holding, don't look for shooting stars. For love is only love. You touch and still you touch the ground.
Why can't you? Why are you not playing anything? Wait, why are you going there?
Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. You ain't gonna see me anymore. And when you discover that your life is dreary,
completely useless.
And all the old band singing a song that said, "You dog, I told you so."
Fucking annoying.
Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dear.
Dumb, stupid, annoying.
Long ago, because you treated me so rotten and rely on that. The notes are in there somewhere. I'll find them eventually. I just didn't rehearse it. If I would have known I had so much downtime in the show, I would have rehearsed my musical numbers before performing them. Oh, why not? It's Tuesday. I despise Tuesday. I hate Tuesday. Tuesday means fun is over. The food is shit. There isn't any booze. It's boring and awful and disgusting. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Christina, bring me the axe. Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. Okay. That was a time, and that time is gone. Technical difficulties have made it virtually impossible for Daniel and I to continue recording our program. And so it seems to me that the next most obvious, efficacious thing to do would be to just say that show ain't happening. Which is really okay, you know? I mean, I don't think we should saddle ourselves with... I tend to do this. Let me talk a bit about my psychological makeup. It's beige, and it's a blush tone, because it goes so nice with my bald head. I tend to regiment myself, and I loathe regimentation. But I tend to regiment myself. For example, on Facebook, I'm Vera Charles, parentheses, Auntie, on Facebook, because they made me change my name from Auntie Vera Charles to Vera Charles, parenthetical, Auntie. On my Facebook, I have begun to make, in order to make people laugh, which I adore, creating memes. I find odd pictures, very odd pictures, usually black and white old pictures that are just odd as a cod. And I look at them for a long time and I imagine a funny caption. And then I caption the meme. I put it, post it on Facebook, and people laugh and love it, and it's wonderful. It makes me very, very happy to make people laugh. I've said this before. It's one of the greatest joys in my life is making people laugh. But as in whole, what I have found that because I was putting them out daily, I had a, you know, when you have creative runs, and I'm not talking about the poopy kind, but when you have creative runs, these spurts of creativity, I was pumping them out daily. Which is, at my age, is very rare. And I was pumping them out daily, and then I realized, then one day I thought, oh, I didn't do one yet, but I don't even know. And I found myself doing it because I had to rather than I wanted to. That's bad.
I'm one of those.
Because you live your life regimented when you have to. When you have to go to a job, when you have to do what the boss says, when you have to make a paycheck, when you have to do all the responsible bullshit that we have to do. That's regimentation that's necessary. But when you regiment yourself when it isn't even necessary, that is foolish. And I was doing that. I was regimenting. So I paused that day. I said, I don't have a meme. I'm sorry. Sue me. Which comes back to this particular program. I think we are at a junction in this particular recording session when we should just simply say,
or as conscience,
technology took us down.
Jesus.
And not have a show for this week. And say that we began in earnest, in great attempt to do a show, but as in whole, couldn't. So I'm going to end this session here.
Jesus Christ.
Because I don't know what he's doing. And I'm going to attempt to maybe, I don't know. Let's see if I can come back with a new session. And then I am going to firmly tell dear sweet Daniel that we have outlived our...
Let me join this one.
Our possibilities of joy. Here, we have outlived it. It ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't gonna rain no more?
Are you there?
It ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't gonna rain no more? Fa la 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 la. Oh, I love Christmas. Oh, look at this. He's popping back in, and I am going to state with firmity. Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
Let's just call this a lost cause and move on.
But I just got it working.
Oh, you just got it working?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you, but I don't see you.
Right. Yeah. I'm using my cell phone, so I can't send video to you right now because I'm holding the cell phone up to talk, but I'm also talking into my microphone to record. So as long as you can hear me, though.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So let's just make an abbreviated show because apparently the universe does not want us to make it.
I have been talking and singing and doing all kinds of wonderful content on my end.
Oh, well, I will just play that then.
I think that I mean, your voice is going in and out here and I can't see you. Mm-hmm. I think this is the universe trying to tell us that your vacation should start now.
That's probably a correct statement. That is probably what it is.
Yes.
So,
would you like me to still send you the sound file that I've made all the time?
Otherwise, what would I put out?
Okay. That's fine. I will do that, my darling. And let me wrap it up by saying it's been one of the best shows we've ever done. and that is just saying volumes.
Yes.
And I hope that even though that it's your turn, I'm taking the reins. So this will be three in a row. And I would say it's been a wonderful, a typical Tuesday, a wonderful Tuesday. Yeah. I'm hoping that you have a fantastic vacation / anniversary celebration, you and Zach, the Lego maniac. And I wish you love and happiness and good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. For your safety, please keep your arms and hands inside the podcast and remain seated until we come to a complete stop. Thank you.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.